Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. As we record this, it's Farm Show Week in Harrisburg. Things are wrapping up over there at the Farm Show Complex. Tell us about what happened this week and how people did in your area.
The 102nd Pennsylvania Farm Show is another tremendous success this year. The show welcomed hundreds of thousands of visitors at the Farm Show Complex near Harrisburg. It's one of the largest indoor expositions of its kind on the East Coast, and the Farm Show is a great chance to meet up with residents in our area who entered their animals and products in competitive exhibits. They also participated in many interactive contests, took in the entertainment and educational displays, and tasted hundreds of different food items made right here in Pennsylvania. Locally, you can check out some of the award winners from our area, and you can see that list of winners by visiting the website www.farmshow.pa.gov. Again, farmshow.pa.gov. And the site also includes hundreds of photos from the week, categorized by competition, and great recipes from the award-winning baking contests.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is it's radon month across the nation. Talk to us about this gas that people have in the basement of their homes often that is not a good thing to have.
January is National Radon Action Month, and awareness about the presence of radon in your home is particularly critical because it is the second leading cause of lung cancer in our country. An estimated 40% of Pennsylvania homes have higher levels of radon than national safety standards due to the state's geology. Radon is an odorless, colorless, radioactive gas that occurs naturally from the breakdown of uranium in soil and rocks that enters homes through cracks in the foundation or other openings. High levels of radon tend to be found in basements, but the gas can be found anywhere in the home. Luckily, you can perform a simple test in your home to detect your exposure to this potentially harmful gas. Winter is a good time to test for radon because doors and windows are generally closed, providing more accurate results. Simple radon test kits are inexpensive and available at home improvement and hardware stores. For more information on radon, as well as testing and monitoring tips, you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection's website at www.dep.pa.gov. Again, dep.pa.gov.
And the last thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the tax amnesty program, which has been going on for the last year, trying to get people to pay up on back taxes and things like that with no penalties. Talk to us about the success of this program.
Sure. We actually had some recent questions about this program because there was an ad campaign tied to it. And to give you an update, nearly $143 million in state back taxes were recovered during the tax amnesty period occurring last spring, which was enacted as a part of Act 84 of 2016. After accounting costs and other costs, more than $130 million in net revenue was generated, more than the original estimate of $100 million. The types of taxes collected in descending order of amounts were corporation, sales and use, personal, employer withholding, inheritance, motor fuel, realty transfer, cigarette, and other types. Prior to the program start in April, notices were mailed to nearly 860,000 businesses and individuals with Pennsylvania tax delinquencies. In total, just over 35,000 taxpayers participated in the program. Once the program ended, an additional 5% non-participation penalty was added to all amnesty-eligible accounts, with any unpaid, underreported, or unreported tax liability. To read the final report on the amnesty program, you can visit the Department of Revenue's website at www.revenue.pa.gov. Again, www.revenue.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.